The rest of the class were all inside, waiting at their desks as I arrived, and they looked my way as I entered, checking I wasn't Orion before turning their attention back to chatting amongst themselves. Darcy straightened in her chair as she spotted me, her eyes widening and half a smile pulling at the corner of her mouth. I returned it a little hesitantly and dropped in my chair beside her. Hey.
Hey.
Silence stretched between us and I frowned before throwing a tight silencing bubble up around the two of us, not giving a shit if it was rude to cut Diego and Sophia out of our conversation. We needed to talk, right now.
So, are you just ignoring my messages on purpose, then?
Sorry, Seth took my atlas.
Was this when you were hooking up with him again, or just while you were hanging out like besties?
Darcy chewed on her lip, but only offered me a shrug. I let the silence spread, waiting to hear what she was going to offer me, by way of an explanation, but she just started fiddling with her pen like it was the most interesting thing in the world.
So are you going to tell me what the hell is going on with you?
Darcy looked at me, tears brimming in her eyes like something was horribly wrong. I reached out and took her hand.
You can tell me anything, Darcy. I'd stand by you if you told me you'd been on a killing spree and had developed a taste for human hearts. So just tell me.
Her lips parted. She took a deep breath. Her gaze held mine, and she slowly started shaking her head.
I'm so sorry, Tori, but I can't tell you. I just...
Pain splintered through me as her grip tightened on my fingers like she knew I was about to walk away from her. But what the hell did she expect me to do? Just sit here and accept the fact that the only person I'd ever had stand by me through everything in my life just didn't trust me enough to tell me when something was going on with her?
I've never in my life kept secrets from you. You know every dark and ugly thing there is to know about me, and I've never hidden an inch of it from you. But if you really don't feel like you can trust me, then fine. Be that way.
Darcy's lips parted with horror, and some of her tears spilled over her cheeks, but she still didn't say a word. I got to my feet so suddenly that my chair fell back, hitting the floor with a loud clatter that drew looks from all around the room. I burst the silencing bubble I'd put up around us, ignoring the stares I was getting from everyone as I headed through the huge room with determined strides, coming to a halt in front of Tyler Corbin's desk in the front row.
Swap seats with me.
Something about my tone or the look in my eyes made him agree without even cracking a joke. He gathered his stuff and headed to the middle of the room, and I dropped into his chair with heat prickling along my spine and pain tearing my heart to shreds. Orion finally appeared in his fresh clothes, his brow dipping as he noticed the new seating arrangement, but I ignored his probing stare, dropping my eyes to my atlas even though the screen was blank. After a brief pause, he started the lesson, but I couldn't hear him beyond the ringing in my ears. The shadows shifted beneath my skin, hungry for the agony I was feeling, and I let myself sink into their embrace just enough to numb the pain. The darkness called to me with the promise of oblivion, and for the first time, I found myself truly tempted to give in to its call.